So our next speaker for the next mini course is Kohei Iwaki from University of Nagoya, and he will represent the topic of exact WKB, which has a very long history, and recently there's been an uptick in the activity in that field.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the purpose of my three lectures is to explain my results obtained by in a joint work with Tomoki Nakanishi. And I will explain the relationship between exact WKB analysis and cluster algebras. But before that, so in the first two lectures, I will give some introduction to the exact WKB analysis. So roughly speaking, so this exact WKB analysis is the summation of the WKB method. So this is a very famous, I think so this is very familiar to the physicist. And so so-called Borel-Lee summation method. Yeah, in the first lecture, I will mainly explain what is a Borel-Lee summation and I will briefly recall the WKB method. And recently, so Borel-Lee summation is included in so-called resurgent analysis. Okay. So this exact WKB theory is developed by Boros, Andrew Boros, from 1983. And also developed by some school of French schools, so from et al. And independently, it is developed by some Japanese schools. Yeah, mainly at the same time. And I give some reference. So my notation used in this talk is I will follow the notation of Kawaitake's monograph. So this monograph is published from AMS in 2005. But so there is a Japanese version of this book. So the Japanese version is published in a little bit earlier. And I follow the notation of this book. Anyway, so the plan of my talk is the following. So first, we will recall the WKB method. So to fix some notations. And after that, I will explain Borel-Lee summation. I will explain the core theory of exact WKB developed by Boros, and finally, I will explain the relationship between the cluster algebra. Yeah, so maybe today I will explain this part, and I will explain the Boros' theory in the second lecture, and the last lecture, I will explain cluster algebra extraction. So this is the content of my talk. And there, I'll try to explain the introduction in very elementary. So anyway, so let me start the first section. So what we consider is the so-called Schrödinger equation. But we will consider the Schrödinger equation defined on a complex domain, so namely the differential equation of the second order in this form. Here, so Z is a complex variable. And here, eta is a, so this is a large parameter. So which corresponds to the inverse of Planck constant. So this is the Schrödinger equation. And we assume that this potential function Qz, Q has some, Q depends on, also depends on H bar. And have some expansion. Here n is a some number. So we assume that the potential have an expression of this form, and each coefficient depends on V. And we assume that they are rational functions. So this is the equation what we will consider. Sorry, pardon? Yeah, eigenvalue is included in the potential in our terminology, okay? Yeah, so this is the time in a stationary Schrödinger equation. Yeah, so usually eigenvalue is written like this. But this corresponds to V minus E or something like that. Anyway, so first, so to solve equation, to solve equation or to construct the so-called WKB type solution. So first we take a change of unknown function from psi to this, psi to S. Yeah, I understand that this is a stupid notation because the integral of S should be S in a physics, but I follow the notation of this monograph. But anyway, then, so by taking this change of unknown function, then S satisfies this differential equation. So this is so-called Riccati equation. Okay. And we construct formal solution. Of this form. Okay, so yeah, we will construct formal solution, which is a formal power series in eta inverse and whose coefficients may depend on Z. Then substituting this expansion in a Riccati equation, then you have a some recursion relations for these coefficients. And solving the recursion relation, you have a formal solution of the Riccati equation. So you mean? Yeah, of course you can restrict the case where the potential is just a function, but our theory can be applied for such an equation. Yeah. Then substituting the expansion in a recursive equation, you have a sequence of recursion relations. In particular, so the top term, first term satisfies this equation. So it is just an algebraic equation. And the subleading terms are determined by this relation. You can have this relation from this equation. Then in particular, first term must the first term is given by the square root of the potential function. But we have two choices. So two choices of sign here. So depending on the sign, so you have two formal solutions. So once you have fixed the sign of the top term, then this recursion relation tells you that so from this recursion relation you can construct this formal solution. So we have two formal solutions depending on the top term of sign of the top term. And we denote it by S plus and S minus, so formal solution. Okay. Then integrating this formal solution and taking exponential, then you have a formal solution of original differential equation. So this is nothing but the WKB formal solution. Okay. But here I want to give some remark. So this, so it's convenient to write our WKB solution in alternative form. So namely, so first you decompose this two formal series into its odd part or the even part. Then so namely so S odd and even is given by half of S plus and S minus. And the even part is half of S plus S minus. Then you can easily check that for these S odd and S even are anti-invariant with respect to covering involution. Involution of the Riemann surface defined by this equation. Okay, so you can see that from this regression relation, each coefficient is defined on the Riemann surface of square root Q01. So this is nothing but a double cover of the base curve. And the covering is branching at zero of the potential function. So we call this curve spectral curve. Then S odd is anti-invariant part, so covering involution exchange a sign of S odd. And the even part is invariant part. Then you can easily see that even part is given by the logarithmic derivative of the odd part. So this relation follows from the Riccati equation. So if you substitute the decomposition of S into this Riccati equation, then you can see that the relationship between odd part and even part. No. Our solution of Ricard division starts from S minus 1 term. So minus 1 corresponds to eta to the 1 term. Oh, I'm sorry. Here should be minus 1. I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you for. Oh, I'm sorry. Which part, for example, can you read here? Oh. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, I have to remark. So since Sn is given, Sn is defined by dividing these guys by S minus 1, so Sn has a singularity. So Sn is singular at 0 of Q0. And this is nothing but this is so-called turning point. In a WKB analysis. So each coefficient is a meromorphic function defined on a Riemann surface, and whose poles are on turning points or poles of original. Poles of coefficients, or coefficients or poles of this potential function. And except for such a turning points or poles, then these are a holomorphic function. So anyway, so thanks to this relation, so our WKB solution have this form. So WKB solutions are defined by potential of integral of a formal solution, thanks to this relation. But here we choose some generic point for the lower end point. And thanks to this relation, we can rewrite this expression as follows. So the integral of even part is nothing but a logarithm of S odd, so we can have this expression. So precisely speaking, this equality is up to constant. But anyway, so we will use this, the second expression mainly, because it is convenient for the normalization. Okay, and here this path is the integral should be taken along a path on spectral curve. And which this path should avoid the Satir point. So anyway, so choice of lower end point and choice of the path from the generic point to Z gives the formal solution of the Schrödinger equation. And so since S odd is a So it sort of have an expansion in a formal path series. So our WKB solution have following expansion. Here, this A is a so-called phase function defined by integral over top term. So this exponential term comes from the top term of this integral. Yeah. Anyway, so using the Taylor series expansion of the formal series, you have this expression, and this overall psi comes from this square root because it sort of starts from eta to the one. Okay. And anyway, so taking the top term, so you have a so you can show that so the top term is nothing but a quadratic root of a quadratic root of the potential function. Then top term recovers so-called classical WKB approximation. So our WKB solution is, so precisely speaking, this is just a formal solution, but so this is a full order version of WKB expansion. But so this is, so full order WKB solution is not a solution because so WKB solution is divergent one. So namely, so this each coefficient, so each coefficient so grows like this order for some n, for some c. So So this is divergent of Jubilee 1 order. You can show that this approximation from the recursive relation of coefficients. Oh, I forgot to mention. So this recursion relation is closely related to the topological recursion relation of from the spectral curve here, so which will be explained by Olivia. But anyway, yeah, anyway, using such a recursion relation, you can check that this property. So this is a diverse. Yes. So psi plus n is written by these functions. So if these functions are holomorphic, then psi plus n is also holomorphic. Okay. Yeah, of course, it depends on path. Yes. So yeah, in this talk, so at this time we fix some lower end point and low path. But anyway, for any choice of path or lower end point, then so this approximation holds. But this constant depends on path over lower end point, of course. So yeah, as I said, so WKB solution is not a solution, but a formal solution. So it's not the exact solution of the Schrödinger equation. So to obtain some analytic solution of the Schrödinger equation, we use the so-called Borel-Lee summation technique. So WKB solution is said to be Borel summable. If the following Laplace integral is well defined. So here this function is given by it's defined from this original WKB expansion by dividing gamma function. So here, this psi plus n z is the original coefficient in appearing in the WKB solution. And this one is gamma function. And this AZ is the phase function of the WKB solution. And whose bar is given by n minus r. Okay, so this is so-called Borel transformation. Borel transform of original WKB solution. But so this is nothing but a term-wise inverse Laplace transformation. So namely, if you transform, if you are taking a Laplace transformation of each coefficient, you recover the original WKB solution. And since WKB solution has an exponential term, the Borel transform must have this translation. Okay. But the point is that so thanks to this approximation, you can see that this one is convergent one. Convergent. So since it have this one becomes convergent, I forgot to mention. So why is the Laplace dual variable with respect for the original large parameter? And so on a y plane, so you have some reference point. And so thanks to the approximation, you have a some function defined near this reference point because it becomes convergent one. I forgot to specify the lower end point here. Then take, if you can define the Laplace transform along this straight line, then this becomes a, then the original WKB solution is said to be Borel summable. So to define these functions, first you have to show that this equation have analytic continuation along this path. So first you have to show the holomorphicity. And also you have to show that this term-wise inverse Laplace transform is uniformly approximated by certain constant times exponential function. Otherwise, this Laplace transformation cannot be defined. But if you can show the property, then the WKB solution is said to be Borel summable. And in particular, so if the WKB solution is Borel summable, then this function is called Borel sum of original WKB solution. So this becomes well defined, and so this also becomes a This gives an analytic solution. Of Schrödinger equation. So here, analytic means not a formal solution. Well, yeah, actually, it's analytic, but anyway, so one, I want to emphasize that it's not a formal solution. So this one is divergent and a formal solution. So although WKB solution was a formal, just a formal series, but this Fourier summation gives the analytic solution. And the original WKB solution is recovered from this function, or this analytic solution as an asymptotic expansion. For large eta. So the idea is, yeah, anyway, so the idea of exact WKB is treating this Borelli summation instead of the original WKB solution. Yes. Other point. Ah, it's a, yeah, this it has singularity of branch type. Yeah. So this is not just a singularity at that point. One half, yes, yes. Minus one half. So anyway, yes. So the function is defined in a punctured disk. Punctured disk or it's a universal covering. But anyway, we can choose the lower end point. So you can choose the lower end point because it's just a minus half singularity. So let me give an example of the equation. So before that, so this Borel summability is very non-trivial because in general, it is very hard to show that the analytic continuability from this such a expansion. But the following example is you can analyze such an holomorphicity or from explicit computation. I will give some equation where is the equation. So here is the equation is a very simple equation, very simple Schrödinger equation. So whose potential is just V. Then, yeah, so recall that to construct the WKB solution, first we choose a change of unknown function. Then from the recursion relation satisfied by the coefficient of solution of Riccati equation, you can see that the top term is just a half. One plus minus of half of potential. And S0 is, so recall that S0 is given by this relation. So it's nothing but a certain constant times ZB inverse. And you can easily check that N coefficient is written by minus 1. Yes, Cn is a genuine constant. You can show that this from the recursion relation. So the WKB solution, WKB formal solution have this property. And here also, so this one is also given by some explicit function. Anyway, so what I want to emphasize is, so this AR equation have some homogeneity. Homogeneity because so it is essentially a function of eta minus. So it's essentially a function of this guy. So there is a homogeneity in Nayarit equation. Then you can compute the Borel transform. The Borel transform also has a homogeneity. So essentially, the Borel transform is one variable, and you can compute that to the partial differential equation satisfied by the Borel transform. Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention. Sorry, before erasing, so I have to give remark. So this Borel transform satisfies this partial differential equation. Equal something. So because the original Schrödinger equation have this form. And the Borel transform is nothing but a formal Laplace transformation or inverse Laplace transformation. So this then it turns out that the Borel transform satisfies this partial differential equation. Here, eta is replaced by the partial derivative with respect to the Laplace dual variable. So anyway, so you have some functional equation for the Borel transform. So so using the partial differential equation, you can compute the partial differential equation satisfied by the Borel transform. Then turns out that transform of ARE WKB solution is always given by the hypergeometric function, namely. Some overall factor times the essential part is given by 2F1. So 2F1 is Gauss's hypergeometric function. And the fifth argument is explicitly computed alpha, beta, gamma. So here, these alpha, beta, gamma is specified by the differential equation. So they are generally constant. And it's a function of t. Here t is given by over 3 over 4 to the over 2 minus, sorry, plus 2 half. So as I said, so AR equation has a homogeneity, so Borel transform also has a homogeneity. So it's essentially a function of these guys. And you can rewrite that this expression by AZ. Plus half. Here, AZ is AZ for AR equation is this one. So it's the integral of this square root function. Sorry, pardon. So this is, so anyway, Borel transform defined by this satisfies this partial differential equation. And using this partial differential equation, you can show this property. So namely, so Anyway, so Borel transform is essentially a function of this guy. And from this partial differential equation, you can reduce some differential equation satisfied by the Borel transform for this one variable. Then it turns out that the ordinary differential equation becomes a hypergeometric function. Does it make sense? Here, so anyway, so you have a explicit expression of a Borel transform of the WKB solution. Then you can, next to you, you can compute the Laplace transform. Okay. So as I defined here, so that WKB Borel transform of psi plus have a singularity at y equal minus az. And so this is a reference point. And this corresponds to t equal 0. Okay, from this expression. And you know that so hypergeometric function, so this is also singular at t equal 1. So hypergeometric equation, hypergeometric function have a singularity at t equal 1. So t equal 1 corresponds to y equal minus of az. So you have another singularity here. Okay. So if this situation is happening, then you can show that there are no singularities along this positive real axis, starting from this point. So you can show that this function is Laplace transformal. Because this hypergeometric function is regular singular at infinity, so the Laplace transform converges. So namely, So CN output. Gross. That a factorial time some function. Yeah. And in this case, we can show that this C can be chosen as one, I think, because the resulting function is a hypergeometric function, and it has a radius convergence one. Okay. So yeah, in this example, so there are no singularity except for these two and infinity. So it must have a radius of convergence like this. So definition of hypergeometric function. So hypergeometric function is defined by, if t is given by here, I will explain what this symbol means. T to the n. And here, so alpha n is 1 if n equals 0. And maybe otherwise. And it has a convergence. If t greater, the absolute value is less than 1. And it also satisfies the ordinary differential equation, usually referred to as a Gauss hypergeometric differential equation. And it only have a regular singularity at z equals 0 and 1 and infinity. I'm sorry, I forget the explicit form, but something like that. Anyway, I'm sorry, I forgot the differential equation, but it has a regular singularity. T equals 0 and 1 and infinity. But anyway, so you can choose a, you can take a Laplace transformation. So, namely, so the WKB solution of the Airy equation is Borel summable. If this geometric or if this situation occurs, so namely, if the imaginary part of phase function is non-zero. Otherwise, this singularity AZ lies on this integration path. So it doesn't, so it breaks the Borel summability. So this condition is essential to define the Borel summation. So otherwise, so we define if this situation is happening, then Borel summability is broken. So we define Stokes curve by this condition. So in Airy's case, so in the Airy case, then the Stokes curve is defined by imaginary of t square equals 0. So because the phase function is explicitly given, so this one is essentially the phase function up to the scalar real positive constant. So in a Z plane, so you have some special point, and a three Stokes curve emanates from here. So this is a so-called Stokes curve. So these three curves are so-called Stokes curve. So if Z lies on one of three curves, then the singularity lies on the Laplace integration contour. So on Stokes curves, WKB solutions are not Borel summable. At minus A of Z, it's a minus half singularity. Okay. And so singularity at this point is consequently we can analyze the singularity of at this point. But because this function is a hypergeometric function. In this case, same type. In this case, same type. But, and also in general, for the second order Schrodinger equation, they have the same singularity structure. But it is difficult to explain why it happens briefly. I'm sorry, yes. Thank you. You are right. Yes. Sorry, pardon? Alpha, beta, gamma, I forget, but it's explicit, I think. Completely rational. You can compute them, but I forget. Maybe. I'm sorry. Anyway, so just the explicit number. And from these exponents, you can show that you can compute the characteristic exponent at this other singular point. then you can see that the singularity, so characteristic exponent at this singular point is minus half, and some other one. ESS, that arrives from the Borel transform of ARE-WK equation. But this ARE equation, ARE example is very special because it have homogeneity and you can compute everything by explicitly. But in general, WKB solution doesn't have such a homogeneity, so that Borel transform is becomes a transcendental function. Using some micro-local analysis techniques, the situation for the general Schrödinger equation is similar as this ARE's example. So for example, the definition of Stokes curve is given by this same equation for the general case. So next I will explain the definition of Stokes curve or Stokes graph for general equation. So next I will explain Stokes graph, but I don't have enough time, but so if you fix z at some point, then the singularity in the Borel y plane is specified, and the Borel sum can be defined. But if you vary z, for example, on this curve, then these two singularities move, and at this special point, then this singularity lies on the path. So to compute the analytic continuation of the Borel sum, you have to avoid this singularity or deform the contour. Yeah. And it causes the Stokes phenomenon, so called. Yeah, I will explain it in the second lecture. But anyway, before that, I want to give the definition of Stokes graph. So this is a particular example of Stokes graph for the ARE equation. And Stokes graph consists of whose vertices are turning points. So turning points is a zeros of the potential function, or to be precise, zeros of principal term in a potential function, and poles. And whose edges, so graph, edges of graphs are Stokes curve. And here Stokes curve is defined by, curves defined by this condition. Imaginary of dt is zero. Here, d is the turning point. So I will give some example of Stokes graph. So if Q0 is just a Z in the ARE case, so this becomes the example of Stokes graph. And if you consider this potential, so which is called harmonic oscillator. Then you this potential or this Schrödinger equation have two turning points at 1 and minus 1. And from each turning point, three stocks have emanates, and you have this kind of configuration. And you can easily check that from each simple zero of potential, three stocks have emanates. And this type of Stokes graph, so Stokes graph is decently referred to a spectral network in a Kaltman-Eisenstadt work. Yeah. Anyway, from which, so here A and B are generic. Yeah. So these are examples of Stokes graph. But sometimes something special happens. So if you choose this potential, then so it's a location of turning point is same as the previous one. But in this case, there are some special Stokes curve, so which connects two turning points. And such a turning point is called saddle. And then, so I will finish after stating some important results shown by Koike and Shefke. So if the Stokes curve graph has no saddle, then the WKB solutions are Borel sum of. Or sum of on each Stokes region. Here, yeah, Stokes region is a face of Stokes graph. So Stokes graph divides on the plane into a number of regions, and each region is called a Stokes region. And yeah, on each Stokes region, so our WKB solution becomes Borel summable. I will explain how to the idea of the proof in the next lecture. But anyway, so you have an analytic solution on each Stokes region. Okay, so this is the theorem. But this saddle plays some special role in the theory of exact WKB. So in particular, it breaks the Borel summability. And if you analyze the effect of such a saddle trajectory, then you will see that the cluster algebraic aspect in the exact WKB analysis. I will explain to the saddle lecture. But anyway, so sorry, I stop here. Thank you.
Any questions? I have to give you the microphone, I'm told. I have one question. So is it correct that, so if we assume that there are no saddles, so that the theorem gives us actual solutions, psi plus and psi minus, on each Stokes region, okay. So is it correct to say that that means we have a distinguished basis of solutions in each region?
So distinguished.
Well, okay, so there's a two-dimensional space of solutions to the Schrodinger equation.
Yeah.
And in that two-dimensional space, exactly what is being given? Two specific, like a specific basis, a distinguished basis.
Yeah. It gives a specific space.
And is the normalization well-defined, or is it only the two lines which are generated by psi plus and psi minus?
Normalization. WKB solution is defined by some integral of a sort. And so this D0 gives a normalization. And so if you choose D0 at some special point, then it becomes a nice solution, nice basis of the two-dimensional solution. So, namely, the connection coefficient over some Stokes multiplier becomes integer. So in this sense, choosing the lower end point is important. And if you choose the zero at some nice point, it will be turned out that at the turning, one of turning points, then you will give some nice solution with Stokes multiplier becoming integer, essentially integer.
So you believe that if there's a choice of base point that you can make, which is distinguished, some special point,
yes,
then you get a distinguished basis in each region.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Any other questions? Question up there? Okay, well, let's go to lunch and thank Iwaki again.